I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Revolution winds in the Middle East are affecting Muslim student outreach in the United States. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship works on college campuses across the U.S., but especially in the Detroit area, where there's a large U.S. Muslim population. York Moore notes an opportunity to influence the Muslim world.
God has already brought the future leaders of those countries here to the United States. And that's why the ministry of InterVarsity is so strategic, because we are able to not merely influence individuals, but influence nation builders who God has brought here to get a first-class world education.
Meanwhile, Every Child Ministries has noticed a problem in Ghana.
Many underage girls are turning to prostitution to make money to pay their school fees.
Lorella Rouster says some of the young teens work for a pimp, but others are on their own. ECM's trying to pull them out.
So the workers go and chat with the girls. They try to find out what's driving them to prostitution, and then they try to win them to Christ.
Girls who want to come out are given school fees, business loans, and a church family. Every month, around 3 to 6 girls come out and come to Christ. Help at our website. And Food for the Hungry is excited to leave the Makai community of Uganda. It might sound like a bad thing, but leaving actually means the community has become self-sustaining. When FH entered Makai 10 years ago, the community seemed helpless and children hardly went to school. With FH's help, though, Makai now has a large school, a church, a loan association, and the joy of Christ. Go to our website to watch a short video of the transformation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip. Choose either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru. Enter for your chance to win, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.